You know, for years we always assumed our universe was it. And now there could be many, many more universes out there.
Right.
You know, if so, what could they look like to?
Well, when you say the word universe, you automatically have a prejudice that there's one world. So that's why we use the word multiverse. Now, string theory introduced the concept of multiverses back in the 1970s, 40 years ago. However, people laughed at it. People said, beam me up, Scotty. This is Star Trek. This is not physics. Well, they're not laughing anymore because string theory has pretty much taken over the field of theoretical physics, my field. And you can't move without bumping into somebody who's desperately trying to learn string theory or has mastered the art. And these other universes could be quite different than our universe. They could exist in different dimensions. They could have different particles, different states of matter, or some of them could look just like our universe, except maybe one little tweak, difference. Let's say a cosmic ray went through Hitler's mother. Then maybe Hitler's mother was never born. I mean, Hitler was never born because the mother had a miscarriage. One cosmic ray, one quantum event can separate two universes. One universe where there was World War II, and another universe where there was not World War II, and what, 60 million people didn't have to die. I mean, these are staggering possibilities. So no one's laughing anymore. We take this very seriously. And so, with the Large Hadron Collider outside Geneva, Switzerland, we're going to try to test this theory. So we're way beyond simply having dinner table conversations about whether or not Elvis Presley is alive in another universe. Well, maybe he is alive in another universe. We're now creating machines which can test these things. So that's how far we've come.
Would these multiverses be hooked together like bubbles, or would there be gaps in between them?
There would be gaps in between. If you think of a bubble being a universe, the skin of the bubble is our universe. So everything that we see and love and cherish is on the skin of this bubble. The bubble is expanding. That's called the Big Bang Theory. But then people ask the question, if the universe is expanding, what is it expanding into?
Uh-huh.
What is expanding into, we think, and of course we want to prove this later, what we think is expanding into is another dimension. So if you're like a bug on a balloon, and the balloon is expanding, you would say that the balloon is the universe. The balloon is everywhere you can move. But where are you expanding into? You're expanding into the third dimension. So we think that maybe we're expanding into the 11th dimension, that the arena, the true arena of the universe, is 11-dimensional, not 3. We live on a 3-dimensional bubble floating in 11 dimensions, and there are other bubbles out there. These bubbles can pop into existence. They can touch each other, bump into other bubbles. And when two bubbles collide, that causes a titanic explosion, which could be the Big Bang.
That's a good point.
Yeah, the Big Bang could be the collision of two bubbles or the popping of a bubble into existence or the budding of a bubble from another bubble. So we have continual creation, and we're going to test this theory. We're sending up satellites to test what is called inflation. Inflation is a theory of constant genesis, continual genesis, and the latest data seems to say that inflation theory is correct. So, for those people who think that there's only one universe, that's very quickly fading as a theory.
It's gone.
So get used to it. The data seems to support a multiverse. Doesn't prove it yet, though.
Why can't we see them?
Well, if you're a bug on a balloon, and you can only see on the skin of the balloon and wander along the skin of the balloon, you're like, fly on flypaper. You're stuck.
Yeah.
But there could be other bubbles out there. Now, gravity, on the other hand, freely goes between bubbles. So some people think that we may be able to detect the presence of these parallel universes because we can feel their gravitational effects. If there's a nearby bubble, like a nearby galaxy, it would have gravity. We would feel the gravity, but it would be invisible, because it's hovering above us. Now, doesn't that sound like dark matter?
It sure
does. Some people think that dark matter is ordinary matter floating above us in another dimension. Now, if that's true, that could explain the mystery of dark matter. Now, for those of you who don't know, dark matter is invisible matter. We know it exists. The Hubble Space Telescope has given us gorgeous maps of dark matter, but it's invisible. It has weight. If you held dark matter in your hand, it would filter right through your skin and your bones, because it doesn't interact with your skin or bones. It would go right to the crust of the Earth, right to China, reverse direction at China, come back toward you, and then come right back into your living room. And then would oscillate between your living room and China as if the Earth weren't there, except, of course, it has gravity. So dark matter is pretty bizarre stuff.
What's its purpose?
Well, it holds the galaxy together. Some people say, well, why bother with this theory? Huh. This is the reason why we exist. In other words, people have often wondered, what condensed the Milky Way galaxy? We had a Big Bang, all this fluff blasting out in all directions. Why did the galaxies condense? Why did they spin so fast? We think that dark matter condensed first. We think that the clumpiness of the universe took place because dark matter, this invisible matter, clumped first. And later, ordinary matter began to be attracted, and that created the Milky Way galaxy. So the very fact that we're here having this conversation is because of dark matter.
Yay, dark matter.
Yeah, and we hope to create it with the Large Hadron Collider. That's the betting. The betting is that we'll be able to create our own dark matter with the Large Hadron Collider. And again, it's harmless. You don't have to worry about it because dark matter doesn't even, you can't even contain it. It just flies through everything. And once we find it, then we'll say, aha, string theory actually predicts string dark matter. And then that's another way to test string theory, by creating new particles that string theory predicts. Now, in string theory, we have something called sparticles. Sparticles represent the next highest vibration of the string. We're the lowest vibration. You know, think of a whole bunch of rubber bands vibrating. That's us. We're nothing but a collection of rubber bands vibrating. These rubber bands are called electrons, neutrinos, protons, quarks, but they're all in the lowest frequency. But if you can vibrate them at a higher frequency, they become sparticles, and they become invisible, just like dark matter. So dark matter could be nothing but ordinary matter in a higher octave. This is exciting stuff.
When do we master the ability to travel through wormholes so we can go throughout the universe in an instant?
Yeah, well, that's tough. Okay, first of all, Stephen Hawking has created certain theorems, very, very powerful general theorems using Einstein's equations, about what it would take to open a gateway, a porthole, a hole in space and time, just like Alice's looking glass. And what would stabilize it? What would keep the looking glass open so that you can fall through? Now, it turns out that black holes do this normally. At the center of a black hole, at least the mathematics shows that a spinning black hole, for example, collapses to a ring, not a dot. The textbooks get it wrong. The textbooks say that black holes condense into a dot. All black holes are spinning very rapidly that we observe with the Hubble Space Telescope. Therefore, they collapse to a ring, not a dot. And if you fall through the ring, there is a theory that says that you follow the looking glass into Wonderland. So the looking glass of Alice is a black hole. The rim mm-hmm. of the looking glass is the spinning ring, the black hole itself. And if you put your hand through the ring, your hand is not crushed. Your hand is not destroyed. Your hand winds up on a parallel universe. Then the question is, you ask a question, what would it take to fall through one of these things?
Okay. And control it.
That takes a new form of matter to keep the gateway open before it closes. Now, this means that you need something called negative matter or negative energy. This is not dark matter. This is not antimatter. This is something new called negative matter, negative energy. It would hold the gateway open so that you can fall right into Wonderland.